video shows you how to make a state diagram. I found in class that a lot of the activity diagrams might have been better as state diagrams when you're trying to show how an item gets, or how a status changes throughout the system, or how users can get from one screen to another. State diagrams can be more helpful. To create a state diagram, you first list all the possible states. I'm going to give you an example of course registration system. I'm going to say when you start a system, it's a course that's initialized, but nobody can register in it. Then you open it, and then the places it can go from there are closed, deleted, or canceled. Canceling would mean you're not going to have the course. Deleted gets rid of all the history. Then over here you have a stimulus list, which is all of the actions that can happen that'll make the state change. To make the state change for a course, you might, when you create it, that's going to make it go from nothing to initialized. Registering a student, though, happens inside an already open state. So it's not gonna change the state. But when you fill the course, then it will change the state. And when you cancel the course, it'll change the state of the course. Let me take these states and stimuluses, and it's good to make this list first because it helps you think of everything that you might need. Other examples you guys might have would be, say, a logon state, a search screen state, a showing rental properties state. Okay, so you take each of your states and you put them in the boxes. The actions go on the lines. The only important thing here is the initialization, open, closed, and canceled. Everything else is gravy. You start from a closed circle, and you end at a circle, open circle with a dot inside of it. Some extras here are showing that you'll go back and forth to the open. You'll do things while you're in the open state, and what you'll do is add the student. It also shows what happens inside of those states and how you get to and from them. The entry and the exit is helpful inside of the open state to say how you got there and how you leave there. I want to show you, see these special words on the trigger of like count is less than 10? That's a specific formula for what goes on those lines. You really only have to put the trigger, the action. But you can also put a gate, a guard, which is the what goes inside of the brackets. So you only add the student if the count's less than 10. The transitional behavior might set something else along the way. It says as you're moving from this state, something else is going to happen. Anything else that's going to happen goes after the slash. So this is what a state diagram looks like. You may find them helpful. A summary is that really making that list of states and stimuluses is so helpful first. And when you find that an activity diagram just isn't doing it for you, consider a state diagram.